Smiley, I'm sure you're all to Gale. This is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tale of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to bring you another edition of this bilingual programme, Clane Gale, with something in the English language as Vidanach Sugilg, and something in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Urish. The Mackled Parish Fiddler was intent on taking advantage of Mulray the Brewer's Triple X Entire Ale, and that was at the Corneille Chestiers Harvest Home after the Melier of 1809, with the result that he quickly becomes too drunk to play and falls asleep, snoring loudly. To ski a lelia Ernanson Lurish Margaret Dakin, tana ben as Brisbane's in Australia. Ten skiel show em sich crach fur dunny. Ten far enem dunny son tai veg na premi rai sulons na helen and goldach, ach te fos cajans in Australia. As our story writer Margaret Dakin is from Brisbane in Queensland, Australia, we'll start with a song celebrating Brisbane ladies. This is a 1959 recording of the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers, but it's a version of a well-known traditional song, much travelled and including being found here in the island, where it was collected in the 1890s as Farewell and Adieu to You Spanish Ladies. Tashu geish jacklish radio vanin, stashu na nashun, skeliena wash dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Farewell and adieu to you, Brisbane ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, girls of Toowong. We've sold all our cattle and cannot now linger, but we hope we'll be seeing you again before long. And we'll rant,
we'll roar like true Queensland drovers. Rant and we'll roar as onwards we push, until we return to the Augathella station. But it's flame and dry going through the old Queensland bush.
The first camp we make, we shall call it the Quart Pot. Caboolture, then Kilcoy, Carlington's hut. We'll pull up at the stone house from Williamson's paddock, and early next morning we'll cross the Black Bug. Then it's on to Taromeo and Yarram and Creeklands. There we shall make our first camp for the day, where the waters and grass are both plenty and sweet, lads. And maybe we'll butcher a fat little stray,
and we'll rant and we'll roar like true Queensland drovers. Rant and we'll roar as onwards we push, until we return to the Augathella station. For it's flame and dry going through the old Queensland bush.
Then it's on to Nanango, that hard-bitten township, where the out-of-work station hands sit in the dust, where the shearers get shorn by old Tim's the contractor. And I wouldn't go past there, but I flame and well must. The girls of Tumensi, they look so entrancing, like young fallen heifers. They're out for their fun with the waltz, the polka, and all kinds of dancing to the rackety old banjo of Henry Gunn.
And we'll rant, we'll roar like true Queensland drovers. Rant and we'll roar as onwards we push, until we return to the Augathella station. For it's flame and dry going through the old Queensland bush.
Lieutenants, fill up your glasses. Let's drink to the lessons. We'll drink this town dry. Farewell to them all. And when we return again from Augathella, well, we'll always be willing to play you a call.
And we'll rant and we'll roar like true Queensland drovers. Rant and we'll roar as onwards we push until we return to the Augathella station. For it's flame and dry going through the old Queensland bush.
The Moreton Bay Bushwhackers, taking us to Brisbane, and in fact out into the bush. In the absence of the fiddler, who's now stretched out on the floor, the gathering starts on a round of singing. First up is Ewan Looney, who sings to Kitty Kinnish a song called Kitty of the Green. After him, there's another love song, this time to Etty of Renwee, and it's so good that it gets an encore. William Kinnish has made up these two lyrics, but after a bit of a skit about the drunken fiddler by a wag, this wag moves on to what we can recognise as Manx traditional songs. As thus went round so merrily the songs, with pure and unaffected heart and voice, a wag took up the poker and the tongs to ape the fiddler with his grating noise, and sung in native tongue the ancient rhyme which cheered the Melianite in days of yore, composed by Manxmen back in olden time, ere pride invaded happy Mona's shore. Velawolach rishnalen shen, tren nevel ridden och chudri is tau core ber lai peberach, na reiche miren er mer. Och, tada chulio rid, ro tostach, as fuddi uve shiga, nevel nyat er och de gin ridden och aglach tagert. Well, sho mechon lidel a shen. Chrawch defre em egetre sien, y siwr feg ys chybwg fy'n Amerec ys chypwdrych les talg fi, a sôr y fan i ori, na fel unader y son sy'n sgil sio. Sio mychion my frerych yn dôn crai, y sôr y djonoc, as na mer fan ach tachoc, cwdrych les bwnyg yn gilio, as yucky dy bolach. As ti mymychion, Fami mynyn les famen an mwca rai ag y tre sien, as fami unflein jeg de eis. For Warren, nai, as for Peter, siach. This is a song of a girl betrayed, I'm afraid. Eva Neari is the singer of this traditional song from the Guido Gaeltacht in Donegal about the love of loves, ansach na nansach.
It's right.
even the Ari in the song Ansach na Nansach. To fissem de be a dolly Dutch krell show, och, so ying shen, her rau riojideren neg sly uns nin dyin. For kist your yawk, as when dinner yaw chit gain a tree curtain se chachten, as we cracked out glout the rio vine truck egge. Vad fille uns dulligen peber nayach, as corre uns pert surge a kist your yaw. Shen ingen van dinner yaw. Was in kummel se gerslan rio, uns main jay preben moor de hollow. Son a hood smoo kudich, les fear fast palum yaur shirget tachisach, for letting the hellenen as the snyangin an isle. Kut the row, wrenching fagin ear erd nyau glass. Riddenach Elias be a dolly Dutch crele, her row premis a tie ein. Van fremi ein, na high veg hiss a gera. William Kinnish was only 10 at the time of the 1809 Melia, and although he went to a dame school run by a woman from Yorkshire, he says he was something of a dunce, because his head was full of the Manx Gaelic which described his home environment at the Corrie and Macleod. So at that time he didn't get to grips with the English language. The school was using a primer by someone called Dilworth. He mentions that in his poem Mona's Isle. It was later, in the Royal Navy, that he learned to read and write English, and got to know poetry and poetic style in English as well. He was evidently familiar with this traditional song, because he paraphrases it here in his poem. And the song he's alluding to, sung here by this wag, who was also mocking the fiddler, is the well-known one about Mullacharen. Another piece now collected in the Isle of Man. Recently we heard Tanbokka Bu Ursul, a tune collected here in the island associated with the words All the Forepart of the Night. And then we heard a song last time including that line, All the Forepart of the Night. In the Journal of the Folk Song Society in 1926, Anne Gilchrist says, The Manx tune seems to be a complete form of the incomplete tune Brig Fair, noted in Lincolnshire. We'll hear two verses performed by Joseph Taylor, in Brig, on a wax cylinder recorded in 1905. After that, we'll hear something of how Frederick Delius used the tune, with part of his Brig Fair, an English rhapsody.
It was on the 5th of August, the weather odd and fair, unto Brig Fair I did repair, for love I was inclined. I got up with the lark of the morning, with me heart so full of glee, expecting there to meet my dear long time I'd wish to see.
Brig Fair, sung by Joseph Taylor, recorded in 1905 when he was in his 70s. After that we heard an extract from Frederick Delius's arrangement for the tune. Dashun and Ashun to Radio Vanning, as Tashu Gayshach Risha Clare Shaw, Clare Nagale, Viscoller Chebel M. Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Introducing us to Mola Karen, William Kinnish tells us in a note here, "This once popular Manx song was composed on a man of that name residing in the parish of Andrus, who was said to have found a crock full of money when he was digging turf in the bog." Well, in fact, generally the song is said to be set in the Derby Curragh. Cyril Payton writes about a version which was estimated to have been written down in about 1780 or 1790 and called An Old Manx Madrigal, and that has a verse, Osnigan throm va tai mullacharen, try hyen stocks and store shees dusacharlen, which he translates as, deep groaning there was at Mullacharen's house when the stock and store went down the Carlen. And he notes that the Carlen is the name of a sluggish stream in Derby. And then he puts the question, was the stock and store swept away in a flood? Ve beggin the soldier, the nerd va gull er lomma, ball va mummig, croch a mach na niechen streng edach, va gull er cummel sus lorish maja foy, as va kiat rosh a fear liaur liantanach. Charau a tai veg sio mŵr da lŵr ach da lieg a stiachu, as da hai si ser a taiag, na rau ach cistio foy as tol on son da hoin. Fo an taiag va pan menach. Sa vol a cúlia, va cúla, liorish odach a dunia dunni, tar mach a pan leden, as cors diach fair glen. Bults diach sa vola, va trena. Croch a vai sio, pish streng, va miren kernach da feber naiach, va just mŵr da lŵr, da vodach u glen u hín tref au jind. Fond feber, va kist ja slu, leden da vein sau, de scalia, les kiva veg menach, stiach sa fan, rosh maginach u fegale. We're off to the Valley of Longing now in the company of Heather Jones, a song called Cum Hiraith.
Yeah.
Cwm Hiraeth, The Valley of Longing, a song written by Geraint Jarman, who was once a member of a trio called Y Bara Menyn, with Mike Stevens and with the person we've just heard singing his song there, Cwm Hiraeth, Heather Jones. For olio a feber as a vein sow shaw ans ball beg privejach, jinnu sus miolach mŵr den a brerach an em, for goltrud bein jay, lyg dun feddon mach na vis tagart ma vishin jinnu shaw. An she be, a la shaw sa tai ein va ridden jain da vei ro tostach, as haimi shis na grishan coolia as mach gus a fyr liaur. Kata sen, ren doros a dunny, but shen an enemine son a tai veg, brisha forglit as machlis na brerach an em va gimmerka edderoch a kistja main sow. Ren a dry magit gus a fyr liaur, as gawad taiach der sleis da mach a vein sow va eril, lesh a chivabeg mainach. Och, van doliad, de ren shen esh cor eril a fyr. Mullach a ren, where gotst thou thy store? I got it embedded deep, deep neath the moor. Trem alarmac and degu me. And then he has a note saying, the Manx four, when alone thou left'st me. William Kinnish doesn't give all the song in translation, though. He goes on to say, the rest of this most ancient song, he says, is so laboriously long, to sing it through would all the while this mirthful scene both mar and spoil. It is a long song. In the first part, Mullach Y Ren is asked about his riches, which he says he found in the Curragh. In the next part, his daughter complains about the shabby way he dresses, until he tells her not to complain, because she'll inherit his riches. And the final part is a complaint against Mullach Y Ren for having been the first man in the island to raise the idea of paying a dowry to a son-in-law or to the family of the son-in-law. Let's hear now that very song, Mullach Y Ren, sung by Brian MacStall.
Oh, the Mullach Y Ren, cred hwrw the stôr, mylo mercyn degw mi, nach dŵr mis ochr ych e dawn dawn dylwr. As my lama can dago me. O the lacharen cred hwrw the stoc. My lama can dago me. Nach dŵr mis ochr ych e edder deflach. As my lomar can dago me. O the Mullach Y Ren, cred hwrw na tod. My lomar can dago me. Nach dŵr mis ochr ych e edder deod. As my lomar can dago me. Hog me meg a vary as meg a lean. My lomar can dago me. As hog me dao ali san togar den in yin. As my lomar can dago me. O yeshig, o yeshig, tamish goyal nere. My lomar can dago me. Tau golgos ych ilons ddacharen yn ddyn. As my lomar can dago me. O yeshig, o yeshig, diach am y fregan stoma. My lomar can dago me. As os gol my gyd ons ddacharen yn ddyn. As my lomar can dago me. Sheon Haren Hu as Ferel Ben. Malomer Kendegu me. Vat Moloch Haren Sarn. As Malomer Kendegu me. She te fire, Osher is on fire of reg. Malomer kandegu mi. Hya was volcher en ons keer plien a jeg. As malomer kandegu mi. O vo di halias tot sky al nere, malamar kandegu mi. Santem as a chishim verot stagere, as malamar kandegu mi. Machacht min jemalach tot wallach ren. Malamer kandegu mi. Sanos van kiedwanje hog toge dem ren. As malamer kandegu mi. She malach dacht on yet a rogel en yin. Malamer kandegu mi. Kinda chrishchu en drama as malach aren. As malamer kandegu mi. San hood you en drama. Ach, hoedjer, ach, rank. Malamer kandegu mi. Hoe malach ren, ach, hoedjer, fei. As malamer kandegu mi.
Brian McStall and the song made about malach ren. William Kinnish introduces another traditional song now and gives in part a literal translation, and elsewhere he takes a more imaginative approach, which is not to say that he couldn't have heard versions of the song with parts which otherwise haven't survived in collected versions. It's that wag again who sings this song. The next he chose, perhaps I may venture, in this rude verse of mine to enter, it treats of songs in dark December, and well do I those scenes remember. Tanakiri fo nyachta. So this is the famous song about the sheep under the snow, though William Kinnish's paraphrase is not to the rhythm of the original Manx song. Come, rise up, my lads, and haste to the mountain. The snow drifts are deep on each valley and fountain. Our sheep in the nooks are covered all over. Gawmi graim jay shan fog a hessian, vashin gimada rahai imirka ryo. As ren Peter rai rosh de yin rau rio pudricher bi regen, oddach sin feddyn de chajin ffôn saw lectrach, fe jisig gymryd de yara na glawtyn mŵr at dos di riojic. Lior isio tre henge bac, fo warn as mis er fwchyn a loddanan, mas o ren sin imid jain croglach de rio, de ffyrach yn y lyrgach yn ein, red fe degid deg yn ail. Fasin tre sgeil nach jinnach jisig fag yn y nerd de ffyr losht, Ach, fe da cajin ro tarwch da golgus arn sien y gera. Sien trw da fechyn ein fan y ffyr unrych yn fa gul trw da fadag er y red ein gus y sgol. Cat y sen, ren y nebw sgitach ein, maen sia cantwel, gian heris y fel. The polka apparently originated in Bohemia, and the Oxford English Dictionary suggests that its name derives from the Czech language word for a Polish woman. Another suggestion is that the name is from the Czech word for a half step. Polkas are popular in many places, and this is the band Ion with some music for the Breton polka.
Thank you.
the band Ion, one of whose members was here for Uncroniac a few years ago. Sjoerdju, Stasjun en Asjun, Radio Vanning. Sje Kleinig Eilton Clare Shaw, Merenpien, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ljorish, tri dach chauje, van tribe de fechen stroinach ege. Va dulju beg as va eden en shangok, as sulian beggar, as va ulju en edachok gro vegar en son. Squech va Shaw, Erno der au benasje Cantwell, fair jane amren smoor en miriu fagen. Vi kjau goon en forach les blegen moor a gyal oru. Nye minch den jishe gyau kreva jint jau as manche Cantwell, as va mungach en fachid ach raagen eden in de pechenegge. Dol tajum henk mi de vei corri. Jich mus de chushen heen, dil ye mi. Va mi go lindas kreich o denas, va mi, no na rau pechen sa ling shen perkin achris sly ezich. Esh, henk mi de vei im neach. Odins genacht an kront on smo volg. The opening of William Kinnish's account of the song Na Kiri Fo Nyachta was pretty much a straight translation. Well, now he includes the things which I've never come across in any version. Put on your karens, he says. And then he notes that karens are sandals made of green hide. Green, I think, in the sense of untreated. And wearing old and odd karens was one of the things that Mulla Karen's daughter was complaining about in that earlier song. Put on your karens, and call the dog, Rover. And arm yourselves, lads, with the long probing poles, and Rover will lead you to their round breathing holes. And there's another note now about these round breathing holes. After the sheep are covered with the snow, the heat of their breath forms round holes, which afford them a partial ventilation, and also attracts the scent of the dog. Maggie McInnes is a harp player, and she sings as well now for us. We also hear the fiddle of Marie Fielding, the bouzouki of Ali Napier, whistle and small pipes of Keith Eastdale, and percussion played by Paul Jennings. Callum Beg Hira Wurren, Little Callum of the Land of the Marum Grass. And then we hear the twisted bridge. Maggie McInnes leading the way on that music from Scotland. The Kinnishes were farming Cunaiechestia on the slopes of Barool. The song continues. Near Cunaiechestia, they're buried, no doubt. Then, lads, down that way, be sure take your route. And do not delay in your beds fast asleep, while smothered and perished lie my round 100 sheep beneath the white snow that is gathering fast around them in flakes from the furious blast. Well, this was being sung by this same wag who'd been mocking the fiddler. So whilst he's been singing Mullacharen and the Kirifonyachta, he's apparently accompanying himself, as it were, using the poker and tongs, as though he was playing the fiddle. As they, the wag, so loudly did encore, in honour of the good old native songs, the noise awoke the fiddler from his snore, ere could be hid the poker and the tongs. And they shen egavur de goil te, vashinolu fi tarstach, as for mish, goil al. Vahal em de ginnach mair, vafir smachtach, feathern mach na vajintine as na vagrea gem. Ons aag denjach va fisege der auriderach de dachert, as na san mi gauir al yadi mi. Cre hacher, durte. Charau mi giri inch deach, va fisem na rauniart emair. Ren na gillian cor er ail a fyr liawr, as durt ma se cantwell de ginnach e inch oru, as dinch mi de de yin mus a chusin hin. Va mi craw. Fe yndys mŵr orym, tre ren ma tar mi de, as hwgy daw peg ma fes. Na gaw im nein as sorgers eshen, ren mor faw smunion de fe cart, as faw siadw as lle a lwch tai. For the minch dut, smwf yn relief em. As we've been looking at William Kinnish's take on the song Nikiri Fonyachta, this is what Irish band Horselips made of it on their 1975 album, Drive the Cold Winter Away.
Kiste kajek de brave, on geri shuma vachlian nas gau shu dan kliu, pan a keri fachnach de hadau nas badriu.
Horselips and the Kirifonyachta. The San me and the shore, heal me a greyish mummig. Come, my yam ryuv and skeetach shen. Ach, bed on frail na fodder and ereskalu surges a trere hit. Herenne ir burre heen de gulmach, de een a clamp de fear lost. So the fiddler is not best pleased to wake up and find he's being mocked by this wag. "Who dares to mock my fiddle and my bow?" he said as he came scrambling forth to light. "By the three legs, this night I'll lay him low for thus encroaching on my fiddling right." Well, we're going to finish with some music. I'm not sure we can say from Cornwall, but certainly associated with it, because of what it's about and the language in which it's being sung, which is Cornish. Some of the things that the Isle of Man and Cornwall share are the Nicky. That style of fishing boat was said to have originated in Cornwall, where apparently Nicky was a very common name amongst fishermen. The other is the mining. If you go down to Laxey, there on the washing floors, you'll see not only the Manx flag, but also the flag of Cornwall, the white cross on the black field, the cross of St Piran, because the mines brought Cornish expertise to the island. The famous Captain Rowe was Cornish, for example, and there were many more came as well. Borden, Kitto, Tregellis, Pascoe, Gross. Some years ago, Mervyn Davy heard that a Cornish song had been taken to the Isle of Man, and he rang up Colin Jerry and asked him if he could find anything about it. The song, he said, was about the Sally, the willow tree, which in Cornish is Heligan. And as soon as Colin heard that title, he recognised what tune it was and sang it straight down the phone to Mervyn. It was this tune. A tune from Cornwall, but brought here to the Isle of Man. Mervyn's note on it in his book Hengan reads, "This appears in Old Cornwall, October 1926. Not much information is given except that the song had been taken to the Isle of Man by a Cornish fisherman. In the form of A Wren of Luggan, or the Winding Song, it was collected by Mona Douglas from a Mr. Farragher in the 1920s. He learned it from a Cornish miner working in Laxey. Heligan is the Cornish for a willow tree. The tune is a relative of the Irish Lily Bolero, popularised by Purcell. The song we're going to finish with is in Cornish, but the singer, Gwenno Saunders, was born in Wales. However, her father, Tim Saunders, is from Cornwall, and he stayed with me some years ago when he came to the island for the Celtic League AGM. He brought Gwenno up speaking Cornish as well as Welsh, and having made some albums in Welsh, a couple of years ago she made one entirely in the Cornish language. We'll finish by hearing Gwenno singing the title track of that album, Tír Thar Mór, Land and Sea. As me saw, Shene Rish was a Clare Shaw Clairnegale. That's it now from Clairnegale until the next time. And so, until that next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Leave I'm a chrieriu, a zortzer lie, as my yearian shared you will you.